first thing to know about Iran is that it is not evil. Americans and Iranians have a lot of things in common more than they have differences.
What do I have in common with you?
So can you tell me why just journalists meet up with this American spy on the evil list?
He's not a spy.
He's not a spy?
No, it's a show.
It's a show?
A comedy show. It's stupid.
It's very stupid, yes.
He's a comedian pretending to be a spy.
So can you tell me why American pretending to be a spy had chosen to interview you?
And why would a real spy have a TV show?
Hi, everybody. This is Mina 007 back for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. And today I'm talking about the film Rosewater, which is famously directed by Jon Stewart of The Daily Show fame. The movie is one that I watched at the London Film Festival in 2014, so it's been a little while, but it's out on release in the UK this weekend, and I think it's a really compelling and important film that's funny, insightful, and actually most impressively, given that it's Jon Stewart's debut directorial effort, really imaginatively and well directed. The film is the true story of an Iranian-British journalist called Maziar Bahari, who travelled to Iran to report on the elections in June 2009. You may vaguely remember this because the popular party didn't win, and Iranian people spontaneously took to the streets in what became known as the Colour Revolution, and it was seen as this real watershed moment of liberal Enlightenment values coming to Iran. The key point here is that Maziar Bahari had been reporting on Iran for many years, and he had learned exactly just what he could get away with in terms of local censorship and just staying on the right side of the Iranian authorities while still getting the key story out. But what we do see at the beginning of the movie is that he's really swept up in the joy of this colour revolution. And so he decides, almost on a whim, to allow footage of soldiers shooting a protester to be published on American TV. So he goes beyond what he knows is going to be allowed, and the consequences therefore follow. But what's really interesting is that it's not necessarily this piece of genuine reportage that gets him in trouble with the Iranian authorities, because we really are in the surreal world of sort of Kafkaesque dictatorship, where nothing makes sense, there's no accountability, you never quite know why you're being punished. But what really gets Maziar in trouble is the fact that a few weeks ago he's done a spoof video reporting on Iran for The Daily Show, and of course the Iranian authorities just don't get that this isn't spoof. They don't get comedy, so they take it seriously and think he's an American spy. So what happens over the course of the movie is that we see this young, energetic journalist going through Tehran. He's meeting protesters, he's meeting people who are getting around the Iranian censorship. There's one really hilarious bit where he bounds into this apartment and these young kids with their Twitter and their internet feeds are saying, yeah, we can push stuff out, and you just see this farm of satellite dishes that they have on top of their apartment building. And what I love about that is it just shows that energy, and that with the age of social media, it's just much harder to curtail protest. Then you move into the portion of the film where Maziar Bahari is captured by the Iranians, arrested and put into prison and interrogated by an Iranian guard who douses himself in rose water as a perfume, hence the name of the film. And it's kind of a weird film because in some respects you do sympathize with the interrogator. He is kind of a mid-ranking bureaucratic functionary, and he's also afraid of his boss, sometimes naive, sometimes very funny. And it's an essential point that I feel that Jon Stewart and Maziar Bahari are trying to make, which is that these brutal totalitarian regimes are sometimes made up of people who are incredibly insecure and afraid and feel the vulnerability of their position. Maybe not as much as those who are being imprisoned, but certainly that it's not just, you know, the 1984 George Orwell, you know, the face of totalitarian, a boot pushing down on the face of the innocent. There's something far more nuanced going on here. And I really love that they show that. I think it's also really interesting that the character of Maziar Bahari is very relatable, certainly to me. He's that kind of, you know, late 20s, early 30s guy who's been well educated, he's liberal, he's traveled the world, so he's very relatable. And it's kind of interesting to think, what would you do in that position? I mean, when he's imprisoned, he's given some very brutal choices about what he needs to do, the compromises he needs to make to get out of prison. And you have to think to yourself, well, I think I have all these high and mighty ethics, but is this what I would do to get out? Would I make these choices? So from that perspective, I think, as actually with the film Unbroken, it's a really interesting investigation of what happens when we rather indulged Western liberals come up against a brutal regime, and putting yourself in the shoes of the person in that position. So from that point of view, I think Rosewater is a really interesting, a really important contemporary story. And like I said at the very start of this review, what I find really impressive is that John Stewart, who you wouldn't necessarily think has the skill set to make a feature-length film, does a really stand-up job. I mean, first of all, he's giving us a very rare glimpse of life in contemporary Iran. I personally have been very lucky to travel to Tehran, but I think not many people have. And, you know, it's such a sort of demonized country in the Western press that it's lovely just to see a little bit, a small and filtered glimpse of what life is like there. And I think that, you know, in a very short time, John Stewart, in a very sort of elegant and powerful way, essays Maziar's relationship with his father and sister, both of whom were persecuted by the state. I love the compressed and almost distilled way in which the story is told. It's not a long story, but I really felt that I had a rich and full picture of this journalist's life. And I think some people have praised the way in which Twitter is used in the film. You know, we have a Twitter feed sort of superimposed on the landscape of Iran, or the cityscape of Iran. I actually found that a little bit distracting, but, you know, other than that, I think this is an incredibly worthy, funny, frightening at times, and very insightful film. And I really, now that Jon Stewart's given up The Daily Show, I just can't wait to see what he directs next. So if you've seen Rosewater and agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. The movie has a running time of 105 minutes and is rated R. The movie played the Telluride Film Festival, Toronto and London in 2014, and I think was released in the US and Canada last year. And the movie is currently on release in the UK and Ireland. And if you are in the US and it's available on DVD, it really is worth checking out. Thanks for listening.